Southern Company supports its ongoing success by engaging a workforce that reflects our changing population and sustaining a culture of excellence in which every employee is valued, respected, productive, and engaged. Individuals who experience mental health issues find that they must deal with a stigma around the subject of their illness. Jeff and Mary Stewart discuss how to take the stigma out of mental health and provide a supportive and open workplace for everyone.
I'm very open at work, which makes it my experience a little unique. I openly share that. I openly will order my prescriptions for Zoloft and all at my desk. I'm like, it is what it is. And because of that, it's been very rewarding because I had a coworker come up to me just a couple of weeks ago who overheard me talking about prescriptions and medicines. And so I had an hour-long conversation with her, and come to find out she had noticed some issues with her child and she wasn't really sure what to do. And her family always had said, no, nobody, you don't go to therapy. That's not what you do. And I just flat out told her, I don't agree with that. Here's how it's been beneficial for me. Here's how it might help you. I'm happy to talk to you about anything in particular. And so we talked about therapy and treatment and medicine and all of that. And it really helped. People will openly sit at their desk and talk about blood pressure medicine or diabetes, or they got to do this or this. And, oh, I've got diabetes and I have high blood pressure. But almost no one says they have mental illness. And I think that's because it's still that stigma. If you tell someone you're depressed, you usually get two reactions. It's, oh, you just need to get out more and smile more and think more positively.
There's a stigma out there in our community about seeking mental health treatment. And it's very important for us to recognize that mental illness is not a weakness and seeking help is a strength. And we do have family members and friends that may think that they're being supportive and making comments about seeking help as being less than a strength. It's important for us to push through and go ahead and get that professional help.
There have been times at work where we've been in a conference room setting or in a group setting, and people have made offhand comments, which I'm sure if they were really thinking about what they were saying, they wouldn't mean any harm by it. But I remember many times people would be like, oh, he's probably schizophrenic or so, da da da. And the scary thing about that is you don't know who amongst a group of people may actually be dealing with that. And so to sort of brush them off or to make them seem different or odd or anything of that nature is really, it's a disservice to those people. It doesn't help mentally. And that can compound, particularly on a depressed person who's trying to figure out a way in which to deal with all this, to then have those offhand comments made. And we all know that everyone's struggle is different. And, you know, there's one of my favorite writers was Carson McCullers, who is a Southern novelist. And she made in one of her stories or in an interview or something, she said, never judge someone when you pass them on the street because you don't know the devils or the struggles they might be dealing with. When in truth, I sort of look at it as I could be walking to the MARTA station and a woman who is distraught and thinking about killing herself is walking and she's standing next to me, and I take a moment just to say hello and ask her how she's doing, and that then prevents her from going home because someone recognized her, someone acknowledged her, and that sort of changed her trajectory and she decided not to go home and commit suicide. So I sort of think that we all have those that butterfly effect. We don't really know what's happening, but to try to be there for each other. And that's what we do with our coworkers. So we will ask if we notice a mood change in our coworkers, we will flat out ask them, hey, what's going on? You don't have to talk about it, but we're here if you need us. We can get you people. We can get you help if it's something you'd rather talk to other people.
What happens if people don't check in with someone who is suffering from some major depression? I heard a TED Talk once of a man who was suffering from major depression, and he lived out in California, and he decided to end his life. So he left his house. He was completely distraught. He hopped on a bus and he was crying. He tells the story of nobody turning to ask him how he is, nobody checking in with him and seeming to care. The whole bus ride to the Golden Gate Bridge. He got on the Golden Gate Bridge and climbed up to the top of it, passing many people walking up and down the bridge, and shares that people turned away from him when they saw him in emotional distress. And again, nobody stopped and said, hey, are you okay? He got to the top and at that point made the decision to jump. He was one of the very few who have survived that jump, and we're able to learn from his story now. He tells us how he feels in hindsight that had anybody on that bus or on that bridge stopped him and said, "Hey, what's going on? You look like you could use someone to talk to, some support," that he may have had a different outcome than the many, many broken bones that he suffered and the sheer miracle that he survived.
It's not always easy. And again, we grew up in a time where people are taught not to talk about their feelings, or we don't talk about that, or don't tell people that because they'll think you're crazy. And so if you've got family or friends that have mental illnesses or you suspect might be suffering from that, I personally feel it's completely appropriate to address that person and sort of, I'm a very upfront person, and I just sort of, I like to call it being a realist, and sometimes people think I'm being a jerk, I think, but I'm of the opinion to go up to that person and just say to them, "Hey, you don't have to answer me, you don't have to answer these questions, but I can obviously see that something is going on. If you ever want to talk about it, I'm here to help, or I can help point you to in the right direction, or have you thought about checking resources for whatever you may be going through?" And sort of, I think sometimes it's just that acknowledgement that helps people through. I'm a very inquisitive person by nature, so I love to go out and figure out ways I can sort of help this. I encourage everybody to do that. I know not everybody's like that. I know there are outside resources, so I encourage people to check with their work groups, family, friends, community groups. There are organizations out there that will help, that provide free assistance, that deal with mental health. We live in an age of online, we live our lives online. That can be good or bad. That's a whole separate conversation, but it's good in the fact that there are groups out there that you can go to and sort of be anonymous and sort of talk to them about the issues that you're dealing with. So I just encourage people to check all their community resources, their work resources, and try to figure out what works for them, but be actively engaged in their own well-being and recovery.
As a coworker, when you see symptoms of depression, like the ones that we've discussed today, where people are maybe isolating or not interacting as much or have low energy or shifts in mood, it's so important to pay attention to those and to ask, as Jeff does, do you need help? Would you like to talk? If not, it's okay, but I'm here for you. And not judge or try to diagnose anybody. Just check in with people. People aren't checking in as much as they used to. We're hooked to technology and going up and down the halls with our eyes cast downward instead of making eye contact with others and really seeing them and hearing them. So take that time to talk, to listen. If they're not ready to talk, be okay with it and let them know you're okay with it, but that you're here whenever they might be ready to talk. Perhaps you can invite them for a walk or to go out to lunch, and that can be a stepping stone in them opening up to you. And by all means, don't hesitate to remind people that we have Life Source as a place where we can go and get a licensed mental health clinician through the company benefits program, with that number being right on the back of your medical card, where you can talk with a licensed mental health clinician and set up an appointment and get that kind of support. If you're somebody who has sought that support through Life Source and you're comfortable with letting somebody else know, go ahead and take that stigma away and let that person know, "Hey, I went and it was fine. It was okay. Why not use our benefits? There's somebody there that can support you, won't judge you, will help you, and will provide resources for you." Some other ways that you can offer resources and ideas to coworkers who may need some assistance is to let them know, remind them that there's resources in our communities. There's resources in our communities of faith. There are online support groups that people can look up and tap into. There's apps for mindfulness that people can use to learn how to breathe and calm themselves and reset their central nervous system.
whatever I can do to help somebody, to help them realize, A, there is help out there. B, you don't have to suffer in silence. And C, there's no shame in it. There's no stigma in depression.
Information given in this podcast is provided for recipients to gain a better understanding of health and well-being related topics and is not intended to provide specific medical advice. The Health and Well-being Services staff, Georgia Power, and Southern Company recommends follow-up with a qualified healthcare provider for information related to individual health and well-being concerns. Southern Company employees have 24/7 access to confidential mental and emotional well-being counseling by calling the number on the back of their medical insurance card. If you're thinking about suicide, are worried about a friend or loved one, or would like emotional support, the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline Network is available 24/7 across the United States at 1-800-273-8255.